Una, welcome to another special edition of MPFL Tata 4, where they come to you on some of the biggest streaming platforms, podcast streaming platforms like YouTube, Spotify, and of course, Kotsi, the Republicans. My name is Nasawa Dinho, and you know, as it be, we'll just touchlight some of the games we happened for match day 28 for the MPFL, and then we will see the games we expect too. But most importantly, we get some issues we happen for inside the MPFL. We will go touch light today for this edition. Coach Stanley Guma, the coach of Rivers United, he gets some kind things we happen to Ram with regards to kidnapping and all of that. But we thank God to say that one no end in tears. And then again, Nigerian Professional Football League players, about 26 of them, for the first time, go play international friendly for the Super Eagles against Mexico. We'll talk about the list. And finally, we'll look that case where we involve Mountain of Fire Miracles and Enugu Rangers. The decision of Nigerian Football Federation. These are the things we're going to talk on today edition of NPFL Tata 4. Like I tell you now before, my name is Nasawa Dinho. And of course, again, my goons them for inside the studio. We'll start off with the results of the last match day to me. As be like, say, now the table, don't they arrange itself clearly? Like, say, Akwa United, don't they gently and wildly, slowly but steady, they distance themselves, they do social distancing from the rest of the chasing pack?
I feel say, in all, the happy people, now the people waiting on top of the table right now, Akwa United. You remember, say, for a very long time, they don't they strive to win this league title. They always try, but you know they ever come true.
Now them be nearly men.
Exactly. Mm. The only thing they don't try do now, Federation score, ITO call. Mm. But now that one they try pass. But so far, I believe say this is their season. Mm. And if they no flock ball, they go win this league title.
Akwa United, then guys make sure say they no Jones, because March the 28th, it means that we get just 10 more weeks to the end of the season. So Shabali Mugu just run out through the results we happened for March the 28th as Akwa United, then we start off the match day for us with that 2-0 win over Adamawa United to hand the pressure to Kanu Pillars. We eventually go lose to Jigwaya Golden Stars 1-0. Dakada themselves then play 1-1 with Enugu Rangers. Then Lobi Stars beat Kwara United 2-0. Sunshine Stars then beat Abia Warriors 2-1. If I beat Heartland 2-1 for the rental derby. Plateau United beat Warri Wolves. Warri, their problems still they continue. They say Warri need to carry last before, but this one's, if I say they just won't carry last because the results they get in recent times, my brother, are very discouraging. Mountain of Fire beat Wikitoris 1-0. Eyimba then plays 0-0 with Nasarawa United. So now officially, even though Eyimba win the remaining of their outstanding games, Eyimba no good day number one if they win the remaining of their outstanding games. So now, so the matter take B. Eyimba said for the outstanding game when they play against Rangers, they mean that 2-1. So make we see the games we would expect for match day 29 as well. We see the fixtures we'll get for our screen. Kwara United, Sunshine play 2 Eyimba, Adamawa, Jigawa, Katsina, Akwa United, Wikitoris, Lobi Stars, Heartland, they play MFM. Maybe that MFM they are wrong, who gets more kill like they are worried was playing the Rangers. Abia Warriors played Dakada. Kanu Pillars they host if I'm back. Then Nasara United they take on Rivers United. So your pick for this match day 29?
Already no say my money no good day with Eyimba because already they already get their derby clash from they go get one of the games when BC they never play. But as it stands, I go say credit to Akwa United. They could say they don't be disfocused and they don't show their impetus and impetus. Coming against the side like Castina don't cut out a lot of people when we say they're on a very unbeaten run. I think Akwa right now, they're on 18 unbeaten. If they feel stretch and more, that means on a record-breaking arrangement now, if not for just Nigeria, Africa. So I'm interested in that game just to see if they feel show up some points. So I feel that one will be hard contested, but I won't hopefully put some money on Akwa to get them like a 2-1 or something out of that game. Massive. For teams like Jigawa and Adamawa, I believe I say Jigawa will be the star boys because Adamawa, I think the last time they managed to take points off now, for home now against them, Warri Wolves some weeks ago. So I feel like say this now also a game when Bisego fits, make sure say Jigawa finish on a very good eye. With less than 10 games now when we still remain for the season as it stands. Unfortunately, Warri Wolves, they spent a lot of their time last week, which was very disappointing to me. Moses Etu was just going about claiming Anayoi Wallace in play and I carried the boy on it Tuesday going in, blah, 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 BBC.
Why all those unnecessary...
I could fucking care less. My mind is just, you have a team right now. You have a team of good players, fantastic boys that could actually be the next Iwala. Focus on them. So since they're not get focused, I feel like now them nice Salisu go take pick up form again because Salisu Ingo win like 2-3, Ingo draw one, Ingo lose, then go come find one more good team like Adamawa or where he was to take pick up form. So that works for him. Kanu Pillars against Ifeanyi Ubah, that'll be tricky. Especially now when we say I think a couple of the boys from Kanu Pillars and like Isabi, what's his name? That their midfielder when Sabi they give better free kick and give better pass.
Rabiu Ali.
The other one, Awalu. I think so. He's not available. So usually that name is always the person that they look out for when they watch a Kanu Pillars game because he's one of those quiet workers when they do the dirty job and they free up spaces. So I feel like Kanu Pillars will likely lose out on this one. Not because they find you about to Sabi play.
But Kanu Pillars don't the gap between them and Akwa United now don't increase to 4 points. So they know if you afford to drop points for home again.
It not be waiting you feel afford now, waiting you feel play. And Kanu Pillars no forget then they play for house. They play for Kaduna or the next place when we say LMC decides say because I guess LMC was supposed to tell them to shift to another place because of that infraction. So make I see whether honestly speaking Kanu not they play for house. So whether now people did there when we say they tell them say go. Yeah. Say Misugida energy is different when we say not for Kanu. So I feel like there's an opportunity here for Uba to collect some points. So I see that as a draw. But for Rivers United, they bounce back despite the thing that happened with their coach. So I feel like I need to give them some boys, Nasarawa go beat shit come off of their head. So if they put money for their, I go tell you, say, over 2.5 for that particular game. Should I put the over or under for the other games when I call?
No worry for the over under so that we'll wrap this one in good time. So we could just take a look at the table once again. We notice a lot of Nigerian players don't they make the mistake of all this top four narrative. Top four, no, they apply to Nigerian football. In the context where they discuss top four for European football, now top two, nine matter for Nigerian football because top four way they here for European football, especially for the English Premier League. Now teams where they qualify for the Champions League automatically, and for the Nigerian Professional Football League, if one bring that narrative here, top two, now they qualify for the Champions League. Then if one extend them to continental places, then you will say top three. So if you say top four, because I see one tweet from a Rivers United player, we say, oh, we're in top four, and we don't qualify for Federation's Cup, ITU Cup, and all of that. Top four narrative need to follow for Nigeria football. Now, top two, now they go Champions League. So if the league end today, now Akwa United and Nasarawa United, they go Champions League, Kanu Pillars go Confederation's Cup, then anybody will win the Federation's Cup, where we don't get qualifiers from most of the states, now that one can go the CAF Confederation's Cup.
Wanted to say something. Because of this thing, when you talk with the top four and the top two, you know, say just a couple of days ago, Mosepe, the president for CAF, talked about the African Super League, right? And everybody done the, I won't say get her done, but they say we cannot talk.
No.
So everybody done the shine. Now, CVIB say you get teams like Akwa when we say if you change narrative, because already, you already know, say the landscape of Nigerian football, those will be the old timers before. They need the show working, they need the consistent. And if you want to bring an African Super League, they come. Now, there a LD argument for teams like Akwa United when we say, if you say you look their club index over the past four seasons, that they make effort, Now, those kind of ones, they used to mark your register. So it could be like, say, your club not today crappy. So when they make that conversation for an African Super League, you might be able to shook your head in and say, okay, what about us? I've been a club when we say they're fined in 1950 or 1960, waiting be the president. What about clubs when we say they're fined in the 90s, when we say at least on the final? What about clubs when we say they're fined in the 2000s?
You know, if we carry that Super League narrative, in the people next, like Akwa United, no go day in the mix.
No, that's the thing. Let me say, people like, we're doing it when we say Akwa they make now. Yeah. Not from club that didn't enter dance. But one thing when we say we don't understand. If Chelsea, when we say just begin, they get small level for inside European football. Just start, they give them a nod for a European Super League over some other older clubs. When we say an Everton, they got over them.
The way coefficient they work, you say they calculate in the last 10 years, usually, especially for Europe. You know, they select an amount of years, say either 5 or 10. So, and if you check Chelsea, you know, since 2004, can't reach now. I mean, they rank.
Now, that's in America. Let me say, Aqua clubs like Aqua, clubs like Lobby, clubs like even Play 2, they will face something to play for because usually, if you know, get to the top position. What did they motivate you? Most of the other clubs now, you go see many clubs now only when they play a top side, when we say they feed the hustle, maybe like Aqua, Nasarawa, or whatnot, when they know they feed drop their market, now they go really ginger. What's it going to motivate you? Now, like that, I feel, will feel motivate you as the season they go. If you don't get top side, at least make sure you finish as best you can so you can enter a conversation like this. I'm just saying.
All right. No, well, I'll make you just sharply talk about the Stanley Eguma situation. Well, reports will be getting, I say, they may kidnap Stanley Eguma, the coach of Rivers United. But then the cherry news now say sometime within the week, well, I mean last week, because the way with these days they run now, we're going to hear report again say they don't release Stanley Eguma. It don't further highlight the insecurity situation right now in the country. And to me, we know see these teams, majority of the teams, they make all of this long distance travel by road. And we know the security situation right now in the country. With this Stanley Eguma issue, what would be your advice to the league organizers for security, especially to the players, the technical staff, and all of that?
Well, now sometimes we say people don't be in the mute or they don't they talk about, but people don't want to listen. They don't talk, say, Moku turn this Nigerian Football League to regional players.
Regional.
You understand? Mm. Northeast, South West, South East, South South. Or if no one do like that, do them North and South. So that we'll get maybe representatives.
Regional champions. Yeah. And at the end of the day, we play playoffs. Come,
you know, like conference, like NBA, like they play NBA for America.
Yeah.
It go make sense because what till they cause all this kidnapping? Normally, we don't say the country no they safe.
Yes.
Like if you travel from, especially from the south, go the north.
Yeah.
Nadia Walade, or you even travel within the south.
Yeah.
We don't say issues there with kidnapping, bandits, headsmen. You know all those issues them they already. So for footballers, them be easy targets. Yeah. Like them or not, because first of them no say they collect money.
Yeah.
And some of these footballers, you know, say they go hold bad phone.
Yeah.
The other time we hear say robbery attack, then kidnap one the chairman of the club.
Yeah.
Like, this time around, na coach.
Now. Who know
now? Maybe not players now. Mm. They will start the target. So my own point to the solution or bringing out a solution to this issue, I say, more make the league like regional lesser league. Travel. Yeah, lesser travels.
Because
the,
that, sorry, make I just chip into what you talk. Because that regional thing, in my opinion, I think it will bring out the best in the teams. Because We don't talk to some MPFA players.
Yeah.
They say sometimes when you travel from
you need to give
south,
your best.
You need to give your best because of the long distance. Some of this trip, now 2 days trip.
Because for me, imagine say, okay, Sunshine Stars, then play finish for Akure.
Mm.
Maybe their next match, now Uyo, they come back again to Akure. Their next match, maybe Katsina or Meduguri. You see, all those can travel. You they wear out player. You know if you give your best. And knowing say the Nigerian terrain or the Nigerian environment, the roads have not even good.
Yeah, our traveling system.
You know
what?
Let me say you want travel like from here now to the north, you could spend at least nothing less than 2 days of road were not too good.
Yeah.
You grab. So for me, I feel say to sort out this matter, make we turn the MPFL to regional stuff. If not north, if not south, or we won't even turn out to 3 places, maybe north or 4 places, north central, south. South, and southeast, maybe middle belt and southwest. You know, just don't say
because if we
don't make
like
sense
that,
for traveling.
Yeah, for instance, now south now from the MPFL teams now we get Rivers United.
Yeah,
we get Warri Wolves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the for south. We get Akwa United.
Yeah.
Akwa United City, the Dakada Day. So at least 4 teams on there.
Mm-hmm.
If you go southeast now, you get Ifeanyi, you get Rangers, you get Eyimba, you get Heartland.
Yeah.
At least 4 teams on there too.
Yeah.
So if we want to expand them, if we want to make Amokse say 6, if you see bring go round from if you see big some other teams,
you can expand them.
If you make them 10,
if you even make them 24 teams in total, because
in the end,
you'll get more football from those side. You'll get more football for this side.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I feel saying that the best solution with that to stop all these long travels, because first of all, long travel they cause kidnapping.
Yes.
Now long travel they cause accident.
Mm.
Now long travels they make players, they talk, they don't tire, they know if you play good
fatigue,
football.
Yeah.
You understand? So all these things put together, you reason say, okay, the idea you say we don't they bring out, say, okay, we'll make this thing conference. We'll make them this side play.
Mm.
Then the champions, maybe like 2 champions or 3 champions will come out from that region. They'll come play centrally.
Yeah.
So that we'll come get the final champion, just like the NBA, like I talked in the first place.
Yes.
What would they see? So for me, I feel saying that the best solution be that. Another thing, what if you bring solution, now maybe if they don't want to do this one, that means we guys get security. Where would they follow our teams?
Yes.
You understand?
Who will they pay for the security?
Exactly. So now the point is that if we can't start to talk about, say, okay, if you say they bring security, like private security or policemen, where would they follow our teams? Who could they pay for them?
Yeah.
Now there's another problem. So for me, I feel, say, if that one don't work, if you know say security, fly these players.
Exactly.
Fly the players.
Venues, and then they go tell you, say, budget.
Because, for instance, now, You know, say Aqua United won't travel.
Yeah.
At least they will travel with nothing less than 25 people.
Yeah.
You grab, yeah, let's say 18 players, mm, and other officials, like, yeah, 7 officials, then maybe backroom staff. Most just say 30.
30.
That one almost full one propeller plane.
Yeah.
So why no budget say, okay, this one, now this money we're going to use to travel, go away matches. Mm. You don't budget, say 19 away matches. Okay, out of those 19 away matches, the far, far distance, maybe not like 10. Mm. The other 9, maybe you put them
within.
Mm. You grab where you go fit travel short distance.
Yeah.
So all these things, now sometimes we say they fit sit down and walk out.
This is no hard.
Especially if LMC, no, they look out, say, okay, now only football concern us. Now only football on top field concern. Because apparently, now what LMC they always do,
yeah,
now only football when they on top field concern them. Mm. Every other way they happen outside, they don't concern them.
Wow.
So, see kidnapping of Stanley Guma, they don't talk anything about him.
We never see official statements.
Nothing from the LMC. So, now the one enemy I get, say, for a league where we say, now you the champion, now you be the more or less arbiter. Now you they control things. Now you they try to want make sure everything go well.
Yeah.
Now something happened to one of your teams and one of the coaches, long standing coach, highest serving coach or longest serving coach for inside the league, and no official statement come out. No, say the league management themselves come out to come talk, say they condemn this act. We must release these people. All those kind of stuff. So for me, I feel say in a situation we say we guys call on the LMC, may they start to sit up. They do more of off-field, not be just only on-field. Mm. Wait till it happen on top field. Whether that 3 points will collect, whether this one will collect 3 points. No, it has to look at the how do you put them now? The mental states of the players, the mental states of the coaches, the mental states of the people, the actors within inside the field of play. Because like him or not, if this coach now, so when you say the Enugu State Police Command, no take action, we for no hear anything. Whether they pay ransom, whether they don't pay ransom, we don't know that one. But the truth of the matter be say, this man now go they psychologically down in a way. Say, I go for league game. Now that time they catch me. Now that time they kidnap me. So all these things put together, I feel, so it still boils down to LMC sitting down, mapping a way out to reduce all this risk where they involve in traveling for NPFL games.
All right, but the good news, like we talked before, now say Stanley Eguma, they safe and sound right now after the down release.
And sorry, sir, we hear say even the state government too.
Yeah.
The gas took him out.
Of course, the gas to choke him out. Because who won't do it? The LMC won't go negotiate for Stanley Eguma.
See, the truth of the matter, we say, like it or not, in as much as the state government, they concerned, true, the league body too supposed to come out and talk something. Because the league body in the end, now more or less federal project.
Yeah.
You understand? Because we don't hear so many stories about how they don't go meet federal government, meet federal government side, they support them. So if they come out with all the statements, they push the federal government, okay, we need the security, we need this one, we need that one, it go fit help the league to even better itself. Let me say, we'll just wait until while it happen before we come side, they take action. We can always be proactive for all these things.
All right. Make we move away from the Stanley Eguma.
Okay. For this thing when we say the talk. A lot of things when you talk, Timmy, I concur. But when you look at the state of the nation now, if you tell people, say yes, pragmatically, make it be say we play for different regions. Waiting, you won't try to say for a project that, like you talk, is a national federal project. Nobody go talk, say they go support, make NPFL play for regions now.
Well, basketball,
really?
They
come.
Really?
They
come? Me, I go support. Me, I be one person who go talk.
Savannah, drop my own.
No, they drop.
There was a Savannah, yes, and then there's the one that's up north, and then the one that we played this week. But when was the last time basketball even played? Basketball league never play for three seasons. They come.
That one, an internal crisis.
No, not whether internal or not. Now today when we say internal or any kind of crisis day, we still they show up players. We still they bring out River Supers. May they go represent. The point now say nobody go agree. In pragmatic, it's okay. Do and make a runner like that, but nobody go agree say make the no runner. So the only way when we say you feel welcome now say do a team people like Aqua they do. Aqua get partnership with a airplane line, was it Quaibo Airlines or whatever, one of those airlines. If that you make a plan for that, or then you reduce the games and then you make it a central thing for everybody.
How you want to reduce game if you don't make a conference?
They come now, they come. But to say make we play regional ball, it no go happen. Not in the makeup that Nigeria is right now.
Why no go happen?
Are they come? Not right now. Because now the same reason why I be say we no go agree do things in sectionalism for general stuff for Nigeria.
No, what would they point out now? How can this thing work?
You see, are they like maybe say person land the point before we start the interject? Because are they learn new thing now? They don't tell me say make at the calm down. So calm down for me. If you be say you work him like that, waiting no go fit happen for a national situation, no fit happen for our sport. Because one thing all of us do agree on, I say our sport is always a reflection of what is happening in our nation. So the only thing when we say you feel follow up on, I say you go take the thing when you get and you go manage them. Now internally, una go sort out on ourselves logistically, because all this one when they talk for LMC is story for the gods. Yesterday I was talking about on another platform, this cricketer from South Africa. Now South Africa now, when we say they kidnap Stuart McGill. Kidnapping is everywhere. In fact, if you do the roadmap now, since COVID and lockdown happened, a lot of sports people, they get either physical altercation, or they enter jail because of, especially for those when they do combat, or they get kidnapped situation. So who knows whether even the Yeguma situation is now from a family arrangement.
No, as see, of, see we don't fit now. Swap? No, wait, swap. You digress.
Are they digress. So, digress. We don't fit, let me land
we don't fit
my
impute,
point.
We don't fit,
let
first.
Me land
we don't fit
my
impute,
point.
Waiting, we
let
don't
me
know.
Land in my point.
Why you go talking about family?
Because even criminology go tell you, so when situations like that happen, then they look both internal and external. Now,
that
they doesn't make LMC release a
security
statement.
Situation
you won't make
LMC
release a statement. Yeah, so they mess up, say they're not release that statement too. But you're not going to finish before they jump your mat inside. Then
they
don't finish.
Wait till they don't finish.
Wait, no, you must get situation on ground.
No.
If I don't get proper information, what I want
thing,
drop on top.
One thing LMC
no,
don't put
on top.
What did I need to know to talk say? What did I need to know to talk say?
Stanley Egumas, our
hearts
are
with Rivers United.
You don't say our hearts.
What thing we need to know?
Let me be the warden. When even that kind of situation happens, your crisis management person will go and tell you, say, put our hearts
at. Okay, so.
The
same thing when they stop you to rush, we stand with this, stand with that.
Do you want when they happen for our small spaces?
Time, so
do you want when they happen? See, I know they like when they
have
this
year,
man.
Okay,
no, I'll
have
this year, man. Nigeria, we did.
For want of time.
It doesn't work in other spaces. You want to make it go more.
Na Nigeria, we did. Na Nigeria, we did. That's why we did where we did. Because we don't want to improve.
I like practical solutions. Nobody will say, may not play for North, South, play for South. Because if you tell you, you say, scatter Nigeria. It's not happening.
Whether you they play for North or whether you they play for South. You know me say they scatter Nigeria.
No, because
Nigeria
we
entity
playoff.
Still there. Because playoff go still there last.
Yes, playoff go there. We're going to get champions.
Sawa, for instance, you talk say nothing happen. NNL, now waiting they happen for NNL.
Yes, now we get
NNL,
regions.
They regionalize. They regionalize.
The same NNL when we say last match all of on a goal, now they came in and not carry gun for now.
We blow. How?
The group
but they regionalize
them.
We get sections for NNL.
They
regionalize. When push come to shove the last time, we play in a bridge league.
Yes.
Let's move on from that matter. Let's talk about the
NNL is
mountain
happening.
Of fire and the FC Fan Yuba matter. Because the final decisions don't come, the NFF decisions don't come on the FC Fan Yuba. Moku, just give you a breakdown. Now, the breakdown, I say FC Fan Yuba, they've been banned them or they've been ordered them to play their matches for Nnamdi Azikiwe Stadium. You understand? I think from match day 15 or thereabout. So, their match against FC Ifeanyi Uba, their match against MFM, rather, supposed to be for Nnamdi Azikiwe Stadium. So, MFM go Nnamdi Azikiwe Stadium, they wait. Match officials go Nnamdi Azikiwe Stadium, they wait. FC Ifeanyi Uba, no show up. So, for them not to show up, they don't breach a provision of the LMC articles. You know, the provision within breach, according to them, rule B1325 of the framework of the LMC or MPFL. So they award 3 goals, 3 points to MFM. They appeal to NFF. NFF don't come. Can't talk. Say, after they don't hear, say in a typographical error.
Now LMC now be the NFF.
NFF finding with this. Okay. Now they appeal to NFF with this, okay. Timmy. They say, as they don't hear from the official of the two clubs, and the chief operating officer of the LMC, say they don't establish, say, na typographical error for that fixture, we state Newi as the venue of the match. Say, na if it be the reason
why
we make FC Ifeanyi Uba no go Enugu. Now, I want to ask you this question. Typographical error. We state Newi as a venue. Not be the same secular. If there is a secular, where they give all the participants. Because normally, if you type venue of a match, you go give MFM say this na venue where they play your match. Yeah. You go give referees, match officials say this na venue where they go officiate match. You go give Ifeanyi Onuba say this na. Why it be say na only FC Ifeanyi Onuba we see Nnewi as venue
secular
for their own secular? If there was a secular or any means of communication, why be say na only Ifeanyi Onuba we see Nnewi? So both match officials and the away team see Enugu.
You see, Wuruwuru, Magomago, and Nigerian football. Now, the only thing I fit talk with that. Because you know, if you tell me, you know, there's no way you go convince me, say.
Say that typographical error.
Make I even agree, say, okay, MFM intentionally, no see typographic error. Eh?
Yes.
They can't move, go Enugu.
Enugu.
What about the officials?
Match officials.
What happened to match officials?
So, and the match officials, they come from different venues. So, that different communication,
so
they go don't
why
get.
One of those match officials, no go Nnewi?
No go Nnewi, not one.
Sawa. Magomago, Wuruwuru, na Nigerian football. They are 2-5. See, there is no way nobody won't take explain this thing to me. And the reason why I happy right now for this decision, I say yeah. MFM not also they no agree. I follow MFM to the latter.
Yeah.
May them go for to the highest place contest this thing. Because you know if you tell me say typographic error, now make Ifeanyi Onuba
stay for Nnewi. The
no
MFM go. No see the error.
MFM no see error.
Match officials no see error.
No, something is fishy. Something fishy going on.
Now.
No. Nigerian no, football.
That doesn't it don't make
Migo,
sense.
Migo, Nigerian football. Kilo de Botsawa.
Yeah.
In true picture, Emoku paint them like this.
Yeah.
Let's assume, say, okay.
There was a typographic error. Yeah.
Now, they'll say they won't replay match. But the other team, they say they no agree. So how do you settle this matter? Because first off, if they talk, say, because, say... Listen, though, because I believe so you know the story finished.
Are they not the of the hearing wedding, the findings wedding find?
Now,
just read.
Now you can't say because say then typographic error.
Yeah.
The team when make type when see typographic error, now go pay
for MFM. Yeah, the cost 2 million naira, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah,
their
2 million naira.
Transfer money, sawa.
Say they don't order if I'm about to pay the financial expense of MFM. For to the sum of
why,
2 million.
Why be say me when we say I dare innocent?
Yeah.
Na me you can't they pay.
Why you don't be the person who commit the typographical error?
Exactly. Why don't be say exactly?
Uh-huh.
Sawa, you see angle where they from come.
Exactly.
You understand?
I don't your angle.
Because I don't understand how we say na me I see typographic error. Na me go do appeal. Now me you can't they pay for team to come back complain.
Basically, are they serve punishment for an offense?
Exactly.
Why
don't commit? So why if you say typographic error day, you are certain as a body where they appeal to say truly there was a typo error.
Yes.
Now it will cause the wala.
Yes.
Why don't miss Namigo pay?
this is Nigeria football. When we get technical department for football, still yet upon that. The entire technical department no fit discover say Shehu Abdullahi they ineligible to play a World Cup qualifier against Algeria.
Hey,
I think Algeria,
yes,
now,
Algeria now.
We can't go get result for that match.
In
only
play
for
match.
FIFA. In play the match.
Now God say we won't qualify
before that match. Oh.
We don't need the match.
Until today, we don't hear anything. Say, okay, so person, where they in charge of taking this data or these statistics. Nothing happened.
No,
them.
Nigerian football. No, go there. Maybe board and say he dey pot. They seize ball for pot. We use another ball trade. South Africa beat us. They say that because of ball.
We'll not use trade. You understand? Okay, so now the matter take. Finally, as we wrap up, so make we look at the list of 26 players we they invite for the national team. The Super Eagles will go prosecute the friendly game against Mexico. Remember, say we've been do 2 games against Cameroon for the month of June, and then for the month of July, we go get all round MPFA players. 2 goalkeepers, John Noble and Ikechukwu Ezenwa, and then will be the 2 goalkeepers, and then for the defenders, we get Nda Olisa from Akwa United, Tokpe Olusesi, and we get Ifeanyi Nemena for Rivers United. We get Chris Mweze, Eyinaya Kazie. Muhammad Zikifilu, we get Imo Obot, we get Lawal Mortala, Tebo Franklin, Dedia Adekunle Adeleke for the defenders, and for the midfielders, Anthony Shimaga, Dedia Seth Mai, Uche Wasonaya, Samuel Noshiri, or the before Heartland Man, and Dio Ju did their self. Then for the forwards, of course, Anaya Iwala did there. Stephen Jude did there. Ibrahim Olawoyin of Rangers without return from injury in did their self. Charles Shimene, Chinonso Ezekwe, Awala Lee, of course, we swapped in the talk about not too long ago. Nurot Emmanuel and Abdul Muta Sanisu did there as well. This list, I mean, why they nod their head? Are they called to swap first? First off, how you see the list of the players they don't invite? Some people say I cannot throw, invite them, some people say
they cannot throw.
That the technical department.
The technical department. No, more put them out where make them know.
Yes.
Osinego Avon, Naimi the technical director. Aigbogun, Naimi assistant. Yes. Now two of them, Naim Kumb, with the help of Salisu Yusuf, Imama Amakpakabo, from what we hear. Gennot Raw using mouth talk, say, him no follow, choose these players. And he say, in fact, him no go coach these players for that match.
Okay.
Say, now these technical guys, now them go coach the players. So more put them out
here. The home base list, so first off, Ahmed Musa,
where they
play
me.
For. I will ask you, okay. Ahmed Musa, where the home base player?
Thank you very much.
No make the home base invitational list, but first off, just take the list. What do you see?
First off, Ahmed Musa had
I won't keep us
today. No,
Ahmed Musa no fit there now.
You know, now they are by their side.
By way of performance and whatnot, he never really impressed since he come back to the local side. So no offense. Just a few games, yes, but he never really impressed. So I'm not saying I'm being there. The first thing when we started talking, I say I was a little bit confused when the list come out. Make I see Fafi flow with the hair. We get the joint top scorer, this boy from Plateau United, Zuki Philip. The list I'm among defenders. Now defenders, they say
actually the boy started as defender.
I know. But when you they carry and come and you they explain the reason why he there for the squad. Now because say he be star boy when we say they score goal. And then you can't put him back for defender. It is very confusing to me because the role when in the play, he does shift. So are you carrying him as a striker? Or are you carrying the boy as a defender?
No be nice.
Because
nothing.
Now each role, now for the team when they carry, now you're supposed to come for. Not be whether you sabi score and you be defender. It not they work like that. And now come out that one from them, make a check again. They get a few other persons. They get this boy when they carry come to Stephen Jude when they say they play for Kwara United. That was weird to me.
Because wiki tourists.
Now, Kwara United, Stephen Jude.
Really?
No. Stephen Jude.
No, being score. Now,
the guy now one of our United scorers too. He does score like 9 goals. He does score 9 goals so far. He does score 9 goals so far from the ranking one they see. And this guy an attacking midfielder. So you carry and come now. AM, you they put him for strike. You get why you because when it comes to national team duty, it's not the role where you carry the people for. If you carry Bukayo Sakato, say him be part of striker. He better be part of the fucking strikers. Not say you they carry 5 LBs, say me they can't play the role of a centre back.
But
you
know, make for me, I surprised say they mention on this one.
No,
because even Gennot Raw, they play Semi Ajayi as DM.
See, now the confusion part now be say it always mess me up. The only two central strikers when they carry now Ashimene, which of course I support, and of course Chinonso Ezekwe. But I find out that there were players in this squad that their team is crap and individually they've not played so well.
And
I was expecting
squad.
An overflow of at least 4 Aqua Boys,
okay.
At least 3 Nasarawa people. If you want carry from Kwara, I'm not expecting to see people when we say they for. Wait, this boy when we say they play for waiting again. And even this Ekechukwu Ezenwa, yes, in their camp now, I guess I even trained this morning. Yeah? But this is not a person when we say for now, we will see the kind of injury when we say guy when they take more time. Are you ready? Why are you forcing him?
And maybe in the fit now.
He's a fit.
Maybe not the fit.
I know they agree for I fit or I not fit.
You know? But the report, some of the reasons why I go ask you wait now.
Yeah.
No, because
some of the reasons why they compose this list.
You asked me.
Some of the reasons why they compose this list that say some of the players go get visa issues. You know, remember remember, some of these players, unfortunately, some of these players never traveled abroad before.
How could your Joe get into this team?
So ask me now.
Oh, yeah, talk now. So I'll beg, let her make
it. You don't let me land my point finish. I give my challenge.
That's tough when I get it.
No, you ask me. What did I make of him? I'm going to tell you, I feel like saying a reward system that they give for some players when they say they run racket for. No offense. Or guys, maybe your players can prove us wrong. When I play Mexico, maybe we can see them. Something that you saw that we did not see. Because from these things, what are they seeing? And not they see people when they say, I mean, they see Ibrahim Olawoyin. Now, I like Ibrahim, but he has not been impressive this season. So how does he get to be called up?
Well, Ibrahim Olawoyin, apart from the injury period, both before the injury and after in return, the guy in a star boy, they prove him. They prove him.
Prove himself.
But that one don't mean say. How many tackles? How many aerial dwells? How many conversion? How many assists? Because we know they get all those kind of breakdown. All we get now. Okay, if you are a striker, you don't score. Yes, okay, we reason you.
But for Rangers, Ibrahim Awolawo, one of the highest assist rates. I'm sorry.
For Rangers, yeah, Rangers there for the table. Rangers. How many goals they don't show?
Rangers are the top half of the table.
It's part of it. If you are calling people for me and you descend are based on the form they don't do, Ibrahim has no business there.
Your opinion.
So if you ask me, for me, I would like no. I won't end this talk. Yeah. Before you enter, may I finish my TED talk?
Yeah.
I won't end this thing. Why? If you know they bring players, they come. Mm. When they shift the goalpost for the criteria, are you bringing them for the amount of games they played recently? Mm. How good they are? Or are you seeing the potential they can get? Mm. If not potential, would they bring? If you understand. Yeah. But this list when they carry come, it's too confusing for me. I know there are some performers. Some na old boys association. Mm. Some of them na my guy. Because right now it's confusing. And if they not give us results, me and them they waste my. If not give us results, I go drag.
Yeah, just to confirm something. Yeah, Stephen Jude, Choir United. They mix them up. I mean, they try mix them up with Stephen Gope. We don't move now from Wicked Tories. He don't sign. What do you mean this club where he signed? I mean, that's not a surprise for me. You just come out now, Stephen Gope, in the middle of season. So fantastic to me. Make a start from where you stop.
Mm. You see Olawan you own there.
Yeah.
Now player will be saying don't they knock for Super Eagles door.
Yes.
So and no na, surprise.
Now player in the na mode of Anaya Diwala.
No be reward system.
No be reward system.
Reward.
Olawan don't really prove
himself. Don't prove himself.
Yeah, don't prove himself.
The only thing we remain for him now to. Yes. Mm.
This season, last season. Give me his stats.
See,
we have never mentioned this boy.
Swap.
When would they do some reserve? We never mentioned him, but suddenly we won't do a national team. Like, Olawan, you're the guy. Excuse me for a position. He's not even the top three for a position.
Remember, say when we start MPFA Tatafu, Olawan, you're the out. We start MPFA Tatafu for the second half of the season.
What's the name of this other child that was out?
I put it to you.
Put it to you.
Go and do research on Ibrahim Olawan.
I don't care about what happened before. If they are bringing a list out, you don't bring for
people,
what you did in the past. Now your season ratings. Now your
quality this now. I don't watch him. He deserve, not even this Chan Eagles. He deserve making him enter Super Eagles team A. Yes, now me they talk.
Oh,
yeah, nah. That's good.
Timmy Bet. Not me to enter. Ego perform.
My talk.
Ego perform.
See, performance and another thing. Now one match you won't go play. Not be two matches. What in me I won't talk now and I say, yes, they don't bring out list. But in addition to what is what talk, some of the things that you talk, where the highest goal scorer so far, we don't score 11 goals. Sadiq Yusuf, where they play for Sunshine Stars.
Exactly.
Why you know they there?
Exactly.
Where Oladapo of Eyimba?
Austin.
Why you know they there? Olisema.
Chris
why
Salo,
you know
Olisema
they there?
No
see.
Oniga.
The questions and where they my own mouth.
Maybe they won't rotate them.
I don't want them to bring those ones. If you check the number of players from club.
I notice any club bring more than two or three players here.
Sawa?
You understand? So maybe they won't rotate them.
No, Sawa. The truth of the matter be say, for me, Ekun Dayo, I respect him.
The number of years when he done
there. Yeah, but Austin Oladapo supposed there
supposed
ahead of him.
Or Cyril Lesema.
You understand? Oladapo, in fact, supposed there ahead of him, normal, on the normal level. With what we don't see so far this season.
Okay.
Now, if you talk about strikers, I respect the other people that with them, but why Sadiq Yusuf? Why you not give him chance? The guy they play for Sunshine Stars. He get 11 goals so far this season.
I'm playing for Sunshine's freaking stars.
You understand?
How many
score goals
this
season? So why are these players then? No day. Now the question me are they ask.
Even if we want to talk about goalkeeper safe, I'm going to tell goalkeeper don't consider the least number of goals.
Yes, why you not there?
Why you not there?
Una de but trust my point. Say not be by performance that they bring. What did they do now?
No, some not by performance.
No,
because you know every time you say Mohamed,
Olisanda is arguably the best defender in the country right now.
Who they want hide?
They brought about four or five people
that they know say if they not put them for this list, everywhere go scatter.
No, everywhere Steve is not. Everywhere don't scatter. Oladapo no day. Highest goal scorer right now, no day. Sadiq.
Sadiq
Yusuf.
Be my struggle,
no
not be Oladapo.
No day.
Sadiq. If not be Sadiq, not vote.
For me, I feel say in as much as one try to bring in players, we say we know, we sabi, all those things, well, at least Moku they try to put merit too on top of this matter.
Merit, yeah.
Because for me, I feel say this one are the chance for us to go showcase our MPFL stars,
players, yeah.
our MPFL players. Some of them even get chance. Go sign for other clubs for abroad.
Yeah.
You understand? So I feel say this list, whoever carry them out, to,
yeah.
you know, do 100% justice on top of the players who they're supposed to invite.
So just to confirm,
Stephen Gope don't join Ukrainian side.
Yeah, Rangers is number seven. You don't see him?
So in place of MPFL Tatafo star boy this week, we they give MPFL Tatafo team of the week.
Instead of star boy, we ain't gonna give
no star boy plenty.
You understand? Star boy plenty for this week,
but nobody expect Kano Pillars to go lose to Jigawa Golden Stars, because if you check the table. Jigawa Golden Stars, now one of the weeping boys where you could say Kano Pillars get beat. See them, you know? Now people with Kano Pillars get beat, especially for the race where then they take the pursuit with Akwa United right now. So Jigawa Golden Stars, they'll be our team of the week for that 1-0 victory. They try to help their cause, you know, further off the relegation waters, you know, to make sure, say, them and Adamawa, them no start to the drag position on top of relegation. But that's not so the matter they be. I remember, say, Mexico, they use the friendly match to prepare for the Gold Cup, will be the their own regional competition, just like you get the Euros and just like you get the Copa America and you get the African Cup of Nations, their own the Gold Cup. So Mexico, they use them as part of their preparations, while Niger will use them, touchlight some of the home-based players to see the ones we don't ripe to maybe join the Super Eagles. Now, where we will draw the curtains for today's edition of MPFL Tatafo. Remember, say, when you watch on YouTube,
subscribe.
Don't fail to subscribe. Yes, click that red button, subscribe. This, now MPFL Tatafo.